390. We're moving. Am I finishing the statement one day? So now we're up to day 90. We're not
looking for two. I'm sorry, day 90.
Day 90, Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're ready, a few days into learning about Hilchos Rechilos, which is gossip. Now, just as Lashon Hara, by definition, is derogatory, harmful information, which is true, right? It's derogatory, harmful, and true. So to Rechilos also is the same. It's derogatory, harmful information, even when it's true. It's the same thing.
What's the distinction between Lashon Hara?
Oh, so what's the Lashon Hara? So now I try to learn a little bit about Rechilos. Rechilos is, so just in short, what's the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilos? Lashon Hara is that, let's say, Reuven comes over to you and says something random. So Lashon Hara is not, he just told you Lashon Hara, you know, Reuven, he steals, he cheats in business. Nothing to do with you, it doesn't bother you at all, that's Lashon Hara. He's just telling you, he's bad-mouthing Shimon. Say, Shimon is a thief, he steals everybody's money. That's Lashon Hara. Right? Rechilos is when it's going to hurt you. It has something to do with you. Which I tell you,
three people.
Which means Reuven tells you that Shimon always, he's peddling gossip. He's saying, Shimon always said Lashon Hara about you. Or Shimon is doing something wrong to you. So now, if it's little El, it's fine. But if it's no purpose, you're just saying, you know, Shimon bad-mouthed you. So that's already... bad mouthing him, it's peddling. That's Rechilos. That's
Rechilos.
Right, there's usually three. Meaning, usually it's just I'm telling you, you're not involved. I'm telling you, Reuven says Shimon steals. Has nothing to do with you. By Rechilos, it's Shimon is harming you. Shimon always talks bad about you. That's Rechilos.
Isn't that Rechilos when you go back to the person who supposedly said it?
That's like the next step. You also go back to, let's say you go back to him. I mean, Rechilos could be
call him out and say, hey, why did you say this about me?
That's just continues the Rechilos. I mean, if you go back to him...
That's what we're trying to avoid.
Right. If now you go back to him and say, Reuven told me that you said something bad about me, again it's Rechilos. It's just continuing the cycle. But the beginning is that someone tells you, you know, he always does something negative. Right?
So Rechilos is someone telling you something about you. And Lashon Hara is something.
So I'll tell you, really, else. I don't have such a good example. I don't like it, because really that could also be Lashon Hara. I don't have such a good example. I think Hanan's example is a better example. I think Hanan's example is if you go, meaning you go from, really,
Rishon Hashanah says. Big people, you're telling somebody about somebody else. Instead of, so you're speaking bad to somebody about somebody else. You
right.
Three parties.
You need three parties. Basically, it's not just that guy. Right? Like we said, maybe Shimon always says Lashon Hara about you. He always talks bad about you. So basically, it's not just Lashon Hara about him, it's that he's against you. Understand? It's making a...
The introduction of that book gives you an example for Chilos.
Right. We said in the beginning of the book. Fine. So let's see over here. So now I'm saying, Rechilos also applies when it's true, which is very important. And it's a mistake to think that speaking Rechilos to someone who already an enemy is that an enemy of the subject is not forbidden. Right? It is. Though animosity was already present, it's forbidden to deliver reports which will deepen the rift. Which means, again, let's say you know that Shimon is against you already. That's all. You know, Shimon always talks bad about you. That's also Rechilos. Just because you know Shimon's already your enemy, doesn't make it not Rechilos. To strengthen and deepen the rift, it's still Rechilos, just makes it worse. Right? Just because you already know your enemies are Shimon, I tell you, Shimon is doing more things to you, it's still Rechilos. Also, the Chafetz Chaim warns us concerning another misconception. That is, it is not a sin to reveal information when pressured to do so. People think if I'm pressured to do so, I had to say it, so it's not Lashon Hara.
What type of pressure?
Some of us feel pressure sometimes. Not like we don't all have a gun. Some of us.
I don't understand anything.
Fine. We'll give an example. And for example, consider this scenario. Your friend, the contractor, has just finished renovating a kitchen for your friend, the homeowner. The homeowner was not completely satisfied with the job, and he told this to some friends. Now you meet the contractor and says, someone happened to mention that you were present when Levi talked about the work I did in the house. What do you have to say? If you hesitate before responding, he might say, what's the matter? Is he unhappy with something? At this point, you're in a difficult situation. If you say he's not unhappy, you're implying that he isn't particularly happy. Either. If you refuse to discuss, the implication is also negative. The best strategy is to prepare a quick, simple answer that will preempt further conversation about the topic. Should not relate to Levi that actually what Levi said, despite the pressure to do so. Chazal concludes, Even if one's father or Rebbe asks him, what did so-and-so say about me? It's forbidden to say anything negative. Responding negatively to, did they like my shir? Also falls under the category of Rechilas.
So
therefore, here too, one must delicately be delicate and respectful and avoid an inaccurate response. You can say that I don't want to talk about it. Say, no, I think everything's great about your shir. You don't have to say anything negative. The guy says, what did everybody say about my shir?
We tell you in public that we like your shir.
Hey, because they both can say, okay, fine.
Well,
guys,
told you to feel
about your shear. I might have guy, but say. I'm not going to have guy. I'm not so worried about it.
You tell, you're asking about a construction project.
Right.
Somebody asks you, what do you think of this?
Right. So now, if it's to Ellis, if it's a constructive property, fulfilling all the rules, so then you could go through the rules, say, okay, so I feel it's constructive. I had a lousy time with this contractor, so don't use them. Or you can tell them certain points. If you could keep all the seven conditions. Which
does that mean the person's pressure to say the contract was bad?
Yeah, someone's pressure. You tell them, tell me the real deal. I want to know about this. Now again, if it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's mutter Ellis for a constructive purpose, then fine.
The premise is that the other person
is about constructive.
Very constructive. Oh, it's a constructive purpose. Very constructive. But here, the scenario here we're talking about was about the contractor himself. So it's not going to help the youth by telling the contractor that this guy thinks you did a lousy job. You understand?
Right.
Here, the scenario is the contractor came to hear what other people are saying about it. There's no constructive use of hearing what other people said about it. You understand? If it's another person trying to do construction, if it's for a constructive purpose, I can tell him, you know, this guy's not the best guy, or, you know, I had a lot of issues.
And again,
you're doing the nasty. But you're a latter. If it's for a constructive purpose, I don't have to give this guy parnasa. My friend should have a, you know, his whole house. Have issues with his house.
He still uses Arabs. It's like Solis.
If someone doesn't want to use Arabs,
Solis. Using Arabs, but it could be better work. Who knows?
If it's Solis, yeah, it's true.
They're not talking about the quality of the work. They're talking about something else.
It's the people.
Someone's safety.
Fine, it's what everybody...
That could be correct, yes.
Yeah, everybody... Depends. If it's to Ellis. If it's a constructive purpose.
Arabs are great for destroying things.
For destructive purposes.
Arabs are very good, too, as far as work is. But you're talking about another mice. You're talking about Bitachon. Bitachon is a different thing, but they say the whole Arabs are destructive now.
Right, okay, good.
If you want something to come down, they're great.
Fine. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding by. We're starting a new sugya today. Hashem's help, we'll try to get through as much as we can. We're holding Yud Dalet on our base.
14B.
14B, and we're still, again, we're going to start with the charts again. Because we need charts. Fine, with Hashem's help. So going back to the scenarios which we mentioned in our Mishnah. Right, we mentioned in our Mishnah some more cases of Karis. Right? So we're holding now, like four lines, like before the narrow lines end. Yeah. We said in the Mishnah, someone who is tameh, who eats kachim, who eats karbanis, which are kachim, right, or truma, then it's a law, he's not allowed to eat that. Right, we also mentioned in our Mishnah, someone who goes into Beis HaMikdash when he's tameh, right, he's also chayiv karis. Like us today, to go to our harabais, to go to a place that's chayiv karis. To go on Har Bais.
Am I correct by saying there are places you can go on Har Bais if you're coming?
Yeah, but it's hard to know. It's not. It's not really.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking about
it's true.
I mean,
it's
there
true.
There are places you can.
There are places you go up. It's not really called Har Bais. There are places you go up on top over there if you know what you're doing, and not go where it's Aser.
That's all about.
Yeah, but some people don't know.
I mean, Yavesh, there are places that are.
There are, okay, but that's Aser. They don't like anybody going. Yeah, the place came a few years ago, maybe 20-30 years, that no one should go up anymore because people don't know. But really. Correct. There could be places you could go up if you know how to what you're doing. Which most people
I don't know how.
Okay, good. So don't go up. So you're not chayiv karis. Fine.
Anyway, you're over on Israel. Following the Hakamim.
He already was there.
Our advice, the last time there was a minion there, and the equivalent there knew it was 10 guys there.
Okay, let's see. Let's start the Gemara. Okay, tell us the story afterwards, how you dodged at the police. Fine. Bishlam, Abal Mikdash. What does Gemara say? Bishlama haba lemikdash, right? Bishlama means like we're at. It's like comes from like shalom. Like I'm at peace, and we understand that someone haba lemikdash tamei, the someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash when they are tamei, right? I understand. We know where. Why you should get cursed? Why? Because we know you always need one positive to give you a warning and one positive to give you a punishment. You need two psukim always to get you a punishment. So k'siv einish u'k'siv azara. It says a punishment. It says a warning. Einish t'ksiv. What's the pasuk? It says the punishment. The pasuk says, "Es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrusa." you defile the Mishkan of Hashem, the dwelling place of Hashem, Timei, you made Tamei. For Nechrasa, you should get Karis. That's the pasuk from Bamidbar Yud. Bamidbar Yud. Oh, that's pasuk from here, right? So it says over here, what's the punishment? It says, someone who comes to the Mikdash with their Tamei. And for this pasuk, where's the punishment? It says, Mishkan Hashem Timei. That the Mishkan of Hashem, you made Tamei. For Nechrasa, that's where Bamidbar Parak Yud. So we should keep track of the Tzokim again. We learned that last time. So now, let's start again with the Tzokim. Now.
So then he doesn't need an additional warning before he steps on...
No, we're not saying that. In the Torah, we're not talking about the people warning you. In the Torah, you always need two Tzokim. One Pasuk needs to warn you, and the Pasuk reiterates the same prohibition with a tag that says, if you do this, you get karas. Which means, one, we're going to say in a minute that was a warning. But this Pasuk is the one of the punishment. He says, if you defile the Mishkan of Hashem, then the Nechrusah means, and you should get Karas. Right? And then the Pasuk ends, if we're to know the end of this Pasuk, whoever has a fancy Gemara, they see the end of this Pasuk, the Pasuk ends up, Oitav Asaboy, right? You need to get the water sprinkled on you, and you went in when the Tumah was still on. That's the end of the same Pasuk, because we're going to need to know for further. So that's the end of this Pasuk, it says, Oitav Asaboy. So if you have a fancy Gemara, you could look by the base. And the Pasuk says, what does it say in full? The Pasuk says, well, by Midbar Yutash Gimel says, call an Egeya by Mace. But we're giving one example of someone who became Tamei, one who touches a dead body, Benefesh or Adam, Asher Yamas, the soul of the person who died, Vilo Yisrat, and he did not get sprinkled, and then Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, and then he defiles the Mishkan of Hashem. Obviously, he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Venechuzo HaNefesh Hahi Mi Yisrael. This Nefesh should get Karis. Why? He may need the sprinkled waters were not sprinkled on him. And Tamei should be Tamei Oit Tum Asavai as long as the Tumah is on him. That's the Pasuk from Bamidbar Parak Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So it's pretty clear. There's the war. There's the punishment for someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei and they get Karis.
What's the last part of the Tamei?
He should be Tamei Oit Tum Asavai as long as the Tumah is on him. Okay, so obviously the Gemara is drush, why it's to repeat itself. But we're going to make Gemara soon. We're going to make a drasha ourselves. We're going to make a gzer shalav from. Fine, good. So let's see the Gemara again. Bishlama abal lemikdash tamei. We understand someone who comes to the base of mikdash when they're tamei. Ksiv einish. It's written by a punishment. Uchsev hazar. It's written a warning. Einish. What's the punishment? The ksiv because it's written. Es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrusa. The sanctuary of Hashem you made tamei v'nichrusa and you shall get karis. Azhara, the warning, is because it says, V'lo yitam'u esmachaneihem. The Pasuk says, you shall not make Tameh your camps. Which, where is that Pasuk? Over here, let's see Pasuk, if you have the full Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel, into fancy Gemaras. It's coming from Bamidbar Parakeh, Pasuk Gimel says, Mizachar anakeva, male, female, tishalchu, and lichosamat, they should be sent outside the camp. They shall not defile their camps, which I dwell within them. Meaning, this pasuk really is referring to all scenarios where people come to me. It's really a very general pasuk. Because there are different times when people get sent out of different camps. Sometimes the president just gets sent out of Machane Shechina. Right? There's three camps. Machane Shechina, Machane Levi, Machane Yisrael. Right? Now this pasuk is a general case. Right? Different people are sent out of different camps. So now this part of the general pasuk, any time you're sent out of the camp, don't come back into that camp. It's a very general pasuk.
Never?
Until you become pure.
Oh, okay.
Good, until you become pure. So this pasuk is saying that you shall get sent, and the pasuk of a loy yitam, you shall not defile the machas. This is the warning. This is the asar. Asar is always alive. It says you shall not defile your camp. So also when someone who's tamei, and they walk into the Beis HaMikdash, they don't belong in Machas Shechina. They don't belong there. So therefore, this is going to be the warning. So even though this warning is a general warning on all scenarios of coming into the Machna when you're talking, we'll use it also for this case. Good? So that's important to note, that it's not only referring to this scenario, but it's all scenarios that you don't belong there. You shouldn't be where you don't belong. Don't be metame, make tame the place, your Machna, which you don't belong. Good? So that's very simple. Good, that's what I'm saying. How do you solve the kind of gets victors to tame? The warning is from Es Mishkan Hashem Timei v'nichrusa. That's the punishment. And the warning is V'lo yitam V'lo yizalav. Don't make tame your machane. Very simple. That everyone agrees. It's very clear. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. That is someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to go on to eating Kachim, when you sorry, now we're coming. Next, we're going to come to talk about what?
Our case.
Right. So now, our case is you are tummy and you ate kodesh. You ate kachim. You ate from the karbanos, or you ate truma. We'll see about truma. You ate kachim. You ate from the karbanos. So the Mishnah says, Ella tummy sha'achal asa kodesh. Rather, the case of tummy, a tummy person who he eats kodesh, bishlama. We understand the einish, the punishment. The pasuk says. The soul that eats from the meat of the zevach, the karbanis of the shlamim, which is like the, it doesn't, it's just an example of a peace offering. Asher l'Hashem, the tum asay olav, and he had tuma on him. The nichrusa, then you should get karis. This is from Vayikra Zayin. Good. So Vayikra Zayin, it says, this is the first one of Vayikra Zayin. Good. So now asher teicha. From us, a love, then you should get karis. Elo ashara minayin. So rather, the warning, elo ashara minayin. Where do we know the warning from? That where's the warning the Torah for eating kodesh when you're tummy? If you're tummy, you can't eat kodesh. It's machlokes. Rish Lakish Omer. Rish Lakish says, I have a pasuk which says, "B'chal kodesh lo itiga." Anything that's holy, you shall not touch. Now, Gemara explain later is going to explain how this pasuk is referring to eating. Right? All it said now is don't touch it. Didn't say don't eat. Right? Well, Gemara later is going to explain. Good?
It also explained that she's also, it's a woman, too.
Who's a woman?
The woman shouldn't touch it. I'm not sure.
You're right. It's referring to this pasuk is referring to a case of need, but we understand it's all cases when you're tummy. In all these scenarios, we learn, it's like a mamet, you know, the Torah is giving one example, but it's all scenarios where you're tummy, we learn them out to each other. It's one big, all Torah, they bring that over here in this fancy Gemara, that are all Tumah Daraisas, even if there are different levels, they're under one category. Once the Torah says one of them, then we understand it's for all Tumah Daraisas will be under the same umbrella. But it's, you're right, this puzzle specifically is referring to a woman who is a tummy nita, but really, also if a person is tummy from tummy mace, the man is tummy mace, also, or other Tumah Daraisas, he's also included in this pasuk. That's a good point.
And Zav,
neither. All these things will be any time to Araisa, any time a person is tummy from the Torah, then that's all under the same category. Good. So the Pasuk says, "B'chal kodesh lo tiga." Good. Which, if you have a Gemara, you see Shloish Avshas Yamin, right? It's referring to a woman after she gave birth. Fine. The Pasuk says, "B'chal kodesh lo tiga, mikdash lo tava adu lo siyatara." Fine. It says over here she should not touch any kachim. Should really, it seems to be referring to she shouldn't touch it. We'll see in the Gemara later why it's referring to eating. That's Rish Lakish. Good. So Rish Lakish says, "B'chal kodesh lo tiga." Good. So far, everybody's good. That's our coin to Rish Lakish. Let's for a minute just go to Rashi before we get into the Vaal, all involved in Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see Rashi. Ella Azhara Minalan. Rashi Azhara Minalan, it's 10 lines down, like from the wide lines across from there. Ella Azhara Minalan. So Rashi starts, before he explains, he just throws out a question and he already starts giving the answer. And Rashi says, "Aleka lemeimar, you can't. Aleka means you cannot. It's like loyika. You can't tell me ibekachim loyicha. You can't say that the warning is from a pasuk of ibekachim loyicha, which is in Vayikra Chav Beis Dalet, right? If you look at Vayikra Chav. What's Rashi's problem? Rashi asks me a question. You're trying to find a source that for the warning that you can't eat it when you're tummy.
Right, why are you
coming to
bring a pasuk of
don't touch? So I have a pasuk. It seems to say. When you're tummy, if you look at the pasuk over there, which is Vayikra Chav Beis Dalet, we should open up the pasuk over here. Vayikra Chav Beis Dalet says, "Ish Ish Mizera Aaron," right? And he's a tura azav. Bakachim lo yachal, right? He's a tura. He has taraz or he's a zav. He shouldn't eat it. Bakachim lo yachal. So it says you shouldn't eat it over there. But actually, the Gemara is going to bring it later, so you have it in your fancy Gemaras by pasuk vav or the last pasuk on the page. Fancy Gemara happened to have this pasuk because we're going to bring it later. It says the pasuk you see inside. Ish ish mizera Aaron, who taru azav, he's a taru azav. But kachim lo yaicha, you can't eat kachim, even if you're a kayan. If you're a taru or azav, and you have toma the rest, you can't eat. Rashi, I have a simple pasuk that you can't eat. What are you calling for drushas? Rashi, that's a good question, huh? Rashi said, I have a pasuk that says, even if you're a kayan, you can't eat kachim if you're tummy, if you have taras or azav. So why is the Gemara looking for new pasukim? Rashi is asking. Good. So Rashi answers, let's see Rashi again. Rashi says, Ela Zarbi now, Lekal Meimar. You can't say to me, Mibikachim lo yaicha. You learn it from the pasuk which says, Mibikachim lo yaicha, the Gomer, etc. The Loi Mairi, it's not speaking, Mibikachim. Mairi means speaking. It's not speaking, Mibikachim, Ela Bichuma. This pasuk is specifically referring to Chuma. And we're talking about kachim. We're looking for a source for kachim, which is on a higher level.
What would the problem with chuma? Because it's not in the base of induction.
No, it's a different thing. Because the Gemara is going to learn at least. It's a different lima that you can't touch it when you're chuma when you're old. It's two, yes, two sets. Yes, kachim and chuma, two different sets of rules. Good. Kachim is much higher. Kachim is karbanis. Fine. So we're saying the way my kachim elba chuma. This passage is referring to chuma, the chsidbe, because it says by it, like the Gemara is going to read Rashi bringing the Gemara later. Has a pasuk start off? It says ish ish mizera Aaron, right? A man for the children of Aaron. So the Gemara makes a drasha, Rashi quoting Gemara Yevamos, that why to say a double lashon, double terminology, ish ish, because we're trying to include all people, even women and children. So which means davar something, where may has to be a halacha hashavet, which is equal bizarre shel Aaron with all the in the children of Aaron, meaning all the children, not just the men, even the women.
Right, except for women when they're single.
Women, yeah, when they're single, if they're married to Kain, good. Umakamina lay, and we establish it, but Truma. The Gemara is going to establish that this pasuk is specifically referring to Truma. Why? Shehisha, this is something which is equal. But Anashim, Ubanashim. Man and woman, it's not like a karbanis. Certain karbanis women can eat. They can only eat very specific karbanis. They can't eat most karbanis. They can't, women cannot eat. Right?
Women can eat all Truma?
Truma they could eat, yeah. If you eat a daughter of a Kain or a husband of a Kain, they could eat Truma. Yeah. They could eat Truma. But karbanis depends on the karma. Kachim, kachim, kachim. It depends. It varies when they can eat, they can eat. But they can eat, they cannot eat. So we're saying here, so this pasuk of ish ish cannot be referring to kachim. It must be referring to only to truma, because it's including women also. So Rashi says in.
Why?
What do you mean why? Because the pasuk says ish ish, which means we're going to include everybody, even women. Because why
right.
Is it ish?
So why does it single out?
It can't be kachim. Kachim, woman can't eat kachim. They don't eat kachim. The only specific karbanis they eat. Most kachim they cannot eat.
Okay.
It's only.
That's
what.
So therefore, not throwing out. We're saying it must be speaking about. This pasuk is speaking about a tummy person, a tummy kohen cannot eat truma. Rashi said we're looking for a pasuk. A tummy person can't eat kachim. I have a spirit out pasuk. He's answering it's wrong. This pasuk is referring to truma. It's two different categories. Kachim.
All people.
Ish told me all people, which means it must be talking about Truma, because we're including one. Therefore, it's a different pasuk. Good?
Yeah.
This is an Azar. This is Azar. It would have been the Lav. Would have been the Azar.
This is Azar.
Yes, then why will you?
Throwing that out now. Not throwing out, but not saying it's not valid.
It's not talking about.
Yes, good. Rashi says it's not referring to what we're talking about. Good. We're trying to talk about kachim, and this pasuk is talking about Truma. Good. We don't know how to know you can't eat kachim when you're tummy. It is positive about eating truma when you're tummy. It's the wrong thing. It's a very nice positive, which we're not going to help us. Good. So now Rashi just points out, what's the end of Rashi saying? The av ha-chazeris, even a chazeris. What's a chazeris? A chazeris is a woman who, she's coming back. A woman who she was a daughter of a kohen, and she married Yisrael. So right now she can't eat truma. But if she
divorces.
Her husband died before she has a child. Then she goes back to Ichum. So Rashi says, even though we know of Aven, even though we know she ain't a chazeres l'chazav eshaik, she does not go back to eating chazav eshaik, right? Which were one of the 24 manas kahuna, right? The present that you give to the kohen. Even though she does not go and eat the chazav and the shaik, still chazeres l'truma. She yes goes back to truma. So Rashi just explains she will still be an ishish. Rashi. Chazeres means she goes back. She's a chazeres to her father's house. She's a bas kohen,
who's
a Yisrael. Before she had a child, she goes back. She's a
chazeres.
After she had a child, she's finished. She's Yisrael. She's stamped.
She's a chazeres with a child. Doesn't matter.
There's no such thing. What do you mean? Even if she goes back to her father's house, doesn't have that. She's not going back. She can't eat truma anymore. It's only if she didn't have a child.
So Rashi is showing that this truma is even on a lower level than the.
He's really trying to show that. He said we were trying to include a woman. We said all women are included in Truma. So Rashi Babi, what do you mean? What about a Chazaris? Maybe she's not included. He says she is included. Even if she goes back, she's also included. We said any kohen.
He's trying to include her in the ishish.
In the truma, yeah, because ishish is every all inclusive.
All women, even though
it's right, so Raj is throwing in. He's just saying, don't get confused. She also goes back to truma.
Right.
So ishish is all inclusive. Anybody, the kohen, the baskin, everyone's included.
Therefore, kachin is separate.
It's the kachin separate. So it's not a good source for. It's a type of, it's minus kahuna, it's not really kachim, it's a different level.
They're
making the comparison here, like kachim, I'm not sure why kachim, it's a higher level of...
She's coming to learn, she doesn't go back to kachim,
she goes back to truma. I'm not sure if that's the point where Ash reading that last line, I'm not sure. It's definitely higher, I'm not sure how it works, I'm not sure if it's mamish considered chazav shaykh, I don't know what level it is. Could be.
There are five levels. Fulwin, truma, Master Shani, Kodesh, and the Paraduma.
Right, okay, good. But it's true. But the main thing we're trying to mean now, Truma and Kodesh are two different levels. Good. Well, very good. Oh, so good. So he said, so then, right, what's the next right? He says, how do we know that you can't, if you're tummy, you can't eat, right, you can't eat Kodeshin? So Rish Lakish brought a pasuk from B'chol Kodesh Laisiga. B'chol Kodesh Laisiga. Right, said from anything kaddish, don't touch it. And Rashi says, but just says, don't touch it. With our shina leila kamon, we dash it later on as her warning la'achal for eating. Correct. So we're going to dash later on warning for eating. So Rashi is telling us, don't worry. I know it says don't touch, but we're going to bring you later. That means don't eat. Good. Rashi just telling us stay calm. Fine. Let's go back into the Gemara. So let's see the second wide line. With the end of the line wide. Where's Rabbi Yechanan? So Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Tani Bardlo, is taught by Bardlo, which is Rashi says Bardlo, the name of a Chacham, Shem Chacham. It's a shadow of Zatana or Amira, but he was definitely a Chacham. Rashi was a Chacham. I guess Rashi doesn't want to tell us if he's Tana or Amira. It's complicated. Rashi says Shem Chacham. But Zatana or Amira, Bardlo. So Tani Bardlo. Asya always means we bring, which means we bring a gzeres shava.
It's from a brass, so it
says tani, so it's not so clear, because it says tani. It could be a tana, meaning it has to be a tana. Fine, it's machlek, I don't know why they bring that over here, it's a machlek, because it's a tana, or for whatever reason. Fine, let's say it's a tana. Tani Bible. Asya, you learn tum asay tum asay. You make a gzeres shava. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, ksiv hacha, it says over here, vitum asay alav, vinichrisa. Where's over here? Over here, by eating kachim when you're tummy. Uchsev hasam. It says over there by coming into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tummy. Tamayiya oitzum asabai. You shall be tummy whenever there's tumma on you.
Where's the pasuk?
Well, I'll explain in 1 second. I'll show you in 1 second. So malalon, just what is it? Just like over there, by coming into the Beis HaMikdash einish. The azhara, there was a punishment and a warning. Av Christ Einish Vazara here also will bring over the warning and the punishment. Meaning we're bringing over, so to speak, the warning from Agzer Shabbat. Meaning like this. We had a way like this. We broke earlier. How do you know you come to the Beis HaMikdash when you're tummy? You get cursed. Well, this pasuk over here, as Mishkan Hashem Timei V'Nechrusa. And what was the end of that pasuk? The end of that same pasuk was Ayit Tomasa Bay. Those are the last words of that pasuk. Good? Now, we have another pasuk. We have a pasuk by, for the punishment by eating. And nefesh v'tancha, then it says, tum asa by v'nechrisa. So make it zir shav. Just like over here. There was a warning, it's connected to the warning, that this kind of has a warning to it. So through here, we'll get a warning.
We'll get a punishment?
We'll get a warning, we know the punishment. We know we have a punishment. We have a punishment. We said we're for eating tummy, kachim when you're tummy.
Right.
We have a punishment. Right. Good? It's true, we brought a pasuk already? Brought a pasuk about nefesh v'tancha tum asa v'nechrisa. You eat it when you're tummy, you get karas.
Right.
Now, where's the warning? So we said we don't have a warning by us. But I'm going to connect you to the case before. Right? And just like over here you have a warning, here also you have a warning. We'll connect you, just like this pasuk earlier, by coming to the Mikdash where your tummy had courage with a warning attached to it. This warning, the light Tazapaneh was attached to it. So here also, we'll say, just like this is with a warning, this also comes with a warning. It's interesting, because they're shoving the warning.
Right.
do that? You think we can do that? You think it's legal?
So you don't need you don't need an additional person warning them that.
That's a different halacha. You always need to get a punishment from Bessin. You need an additional person warning. Now, I'm not talking about the person or the hasra. Here we're talking about the Torah's warning. You would always need to get punished. You needed the additional person warning. But now we're referring to in the text, the warning in the text. What do you say, Rafael Baruch?
I mean, you know, it's a.
It's a stretch for the Yerushalayim. But I know that, but it's a sorry. Every Kesher Yerushalayim is halacha Moshe Messina. So he's not making on his own. He's saying, I know, because he's saying, just like this, Tomasso had a lav attached to it. This Oynesh. Here also, it'll have attached to it. That's what he's saying.
So then the proper warning would be like, you're going to be whipped, you're going to hell, you're coming back
as a punishment. That's the punishment.
That's the punishment. But the warning in the Retire says, don't do it. That's the punishment. The warning is, don't do it. Okay, good. Fine. So that is, who's that? That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I mean, Gezer Shavah from Tumasai to Tumasai. It means this Tumasai to this Tumasai. Tumasai by eating from walking into the Semitish when you tell me. And since that already has a lav attached to it, so to here, there'll be a lav attached to it. That's his Gezer Shavah. What's your opinion, Yamin? Gezer Shavah. Fine. So he says, Tumasai.
Okay, where does it cite the Pasuk with the Tumasai?
Where
does it say that?
In the Gemara?
Yeah.
We'll read it again. Yeah, we're going to start from Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Yeah, the second line. Tani Baidla, Asya, we learn, Xer Shava, Tum Asay Tum As. Ksiv Hacha says over here, which we referred to by eating, Vitum Asay Allah, Vinichrissa, right? That was by eating when you tell me. Uksiv Hasdam, and it says over there, Tame Yehia, Ayz Tum Asay Bai. In the fourth line of the Gemara.
Right. Where is the pasuk that has the tumaso on the punishment base?
That
has the word tumaso. Where is that pasuk? Where is that pasuk? Where is the?
We don't know where. We don't know where it appears in the Chumash.
Yeah. Where is the site here? Where is the reference?
To by Midbar, Yud Aleph.
Where are you getting that from? That's what I'm asking.
How do I know that it's the end of that pasuk?
The first pasuk.
I mean, that's where it says Tumasai. Look at Rashi. Rashi spells it out. You want to where I saw it in a pasuk? Rashi spells it out clearly. But I mean, that's where it says Tumasai. What? You learned different?
No.
I'm saying.
I just want to know where it's referenced.
No. Oh, so first, my Gemara has this line. You know, what type of I have a fancy Gemara. My Gemara tells me it's by pasuk base. But I mean, my fancy Gemara tells me that.
Look at pasuk base. You have pasuk base.
Yeah.
Look at pasuk base.
Kol Anoga.
Uh huh.
Kol Anoga Meis, yeah. And at the end of that pasuk, the last three words are. I mean, what's that? Can you read the whole pasuk? That pasuk is referring to it's coming in. What does it say? Konegeh b'meis benefesh ha'adam. If you touch a mace, shayamos, right? That's referring to someone who touched the mace. The lo yistrati, you do not get sprinkled, purified. Es mishkan Hashem timei. V'nichrisa ha'nefesh ha'im Yisrael. K'meinu lo zerkla. Tamayiya oitum asabai. Is that better now or still not?
So again, this is the punishment portion of the coming into the Beit Hamikdash.
Good, yes. Right. So just like that had a lav attached to it, so to we also, and our punishment also will have a lav attached to it. You're right, that's the Gezer Shavah. Right, that's what the Gemara says. And I do like over there, by coming into Beit Hamikdash, you have a warning and a punishment and a warning. Afkan here also, Einesh ve'Azhar. You'll have a punishment and a warning. Let's see Rashi now. Tani Bagala. Rashi Hashem Chacham. Who's Bagala? It's the name of a Chacham. So he says, Ksiv, it says, V'tum Asi Allah, V'tamei Sha'achal Asa Kaidish. Right? That was an our pasuk, or by us, by Tamei who eats Kaidish. Right? Uksiv, it also says the words, Aistum Asi Bai. By who beba ela mikdash tami, when someone comes into the base mikdash when they're tami. So therefore we're gonna make Xer Shava and connect them. Skoder Fail Bach, you see the Psukim? Fine. Good. Now let's see more further. Oh, somebody says further. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down at the wide lines. 5 words in. Bish Lamarish Lakish. What about Rabbi Yochanan? We understand why Rish Lakish didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat. Why? Why didn't he learn from Xer Shava? Gzeir Shava like Gomer. He never had a Masorah. He never learned Gzeirah Shama. Gzeirah Shama is to be passed down from your Rebbe. And Reish Lakish never had from his Rebbe, right?
Would he know that though then? Why would he bring out
Gzeirah
Shama if he knows that it has to have a
Masorah? No, the Gemara is speaking. The Gemara is speaking
at it. Why did Reish Lakish have a different answer? Because Reish Lakish never had this Gzeirah Shama.
So Rabbi Yechiel was not Reish Lakish's Rebbe. He was a little bit of his Rebbe. He's called what's called a Talmud Chaver, which means Eliezer. So let's just say for a second, I'll explain your question in a minute. Mar says we understand Reish Lakish things like Rabbi Yechanan because he didn't have this Gzeirah Shavah. Meaning what? Meaning you have to have the Gzeirah Shavah from your Rebbe. You can't make up Gzeirah Shavahs on your own. Gzeirah Shavahs come from Halacha Lomash Mesinai. Now some people's Rebbeim had the Gzeirah Shavah, some didn't. So Reish Lakish here, his Rebbeim did not have this Gzeirah Shavah. It wasn't there in their Masorah. And Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbeim was. So Eliezer is asking, but I don't understand. If Reish Lakish's Rebbe was Rabbi Yechanan, so he should have got the Masorah for Rabbi Yechanan, right? The answer is Rabbi Yechanan was not Reish Lakish's Rebbe. He was called a Talmud Chaver. Talmud Chaver means that he's a little bit greater than him, but he's really like a Chavrusta. They were Talmud Chavers. He wasn't officially his Rebbe. Reish Lakish must have had a different Rebbe. So Reish Lakish didn't have this Masorah. Rabbi Yechanan didn't. He just got Rabbi Yechanan had from his Rebbe. Reish Lakish, I don't know who his Rebbe was, but he had a different Rebbe. He also was Chavrusas, and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan was stronger Chavrusa than him. He was a Talmud Chaver. He was considered a Talmud. He was called a Talmud Chaver. He wasn't just a Talmud. So he didn't get all his Masorahs from Rabbi Yechanan. He got it from. So Rabbi Yechanan made him do tshuva, but he had a different track. He got it from a different track. So Rabbi Yechanan has such a Masorah. And for these things, I guess he was just his Chavrusa. He wasn't real. Rabbi Reish Lakish wasn't his real Talmud, but for this, in this aspect, he was good. For this, he was more his Chavrusa. Fine. So we said, so Bishlamo, Reish. Reish Lakish was Rabbi Yechanan because Gzeirah Shavah like Gomer. He didn't have a Masorah. You can't tell me he didn't have Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe, so he didn't learn like him. El Rabbi Yechanan, my time, I learned with Reish Lakish. But why does Rabbi Yechanan say like Reish Lakish? Why does he have to come out to Gzeirah Shavah? Why can't he learn like Reish Lakish?
Why can't he just use the
Pasuk? Now there's another big question on this also. What do you want for Rabbi Yechanan? His Rebbe had a Masorah for Gzeirah Shavah.
Right.
So what do you want him to do? Let's throw it out the window? His Rebbe has a Masorah for Gzeirah Shavah. You want him not to use it?
No.
What's the Gemara asking?
Isn't that Pasuk stronger?
Yeah, but if you have... Oh, so there is such a thing as Pasuk stronger. There are people who say it like that. But if you, I already have a Gzeirah Shavah, that this is the Makar from Halakha Lomash Mesinai.
Okay, so what are you doing with this Pasuk? Could be also be the question.
That's not the question. That's not the Gemara that's asking.
Rabbi Yechanan used it to begin with.
But the Gemara is asking, why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan
use
the Pasuk? What do you have to come out? Right. Meaning, so we learned, we had this last staff also, the same type
why
of thing.
Why does the Gzeirah Shavah even exist over here?
But because it does, wasn't it? I have it from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. I don't know why. Why is it my fault? You can't tell me I should do something else. I got it from my Rebbe. Meaning, so with the Klal Yashas, we wrote that last stop also. The Klal Yashas at the end of Sechtes Brachas gives all the rules for Shas. Gives the rules how to learn Shas. We want to learn how to learn Shas, you can learn those rules. But it gives the rules how to learn Shas. And they wrote down over there in this Gemara, they wrote down that the Gemara doesn't really mean to ask that why are you using Gzeirah Shavah? That's the Masorah. The Gemara is saying that maybe your Masorah is faulty. Maybe you misunderstood your Masorah. Because if we have a pasuk that can teach this to me, right, it's why would you need to come on to Gzeirah?
Meaning, why would you even need
it? Which means, but you just explain a little more that they're asking on him that maybe something is wrong with you, which means a step more, which means they're saying, you have Gzeirah Shavah. So maybe you didn't understand Gzeirah Shavah properly. That's what they're saying. Maybe you misunderstood, so that's what Gemara means to ask. We don't really mean to ask why are you using Gzeirah Shavah?
So if you have a pasuk that covers the answer already,
maybe right.
That it's already got a strong learning, why would you need a Gzeirah Shavah?
Fine, but you can't ask on him, but you have to add on that. We're saying, therefore,
maybe you're off.
Your right. You misunderstood, it was off with something else, something similar, but maybe it was a little off. That's what they say. That's what Rabbi really means to ask. We don't really mean to ask to don't use your Gzeirah Shavah.
Right.
Fine.
But we keep forgetting. You can't
contradict Gzeirah Shavah because
yeah.
It exists.
Yeah, it's Masorah. From
why is it right?
Yeah, that's the word it really means. That's what they say over there in those mm-hmm. Klalot.
We keep forgetting. It was oral, passed on from right. Rabbi Distun. Oral.
Oh, so how could the Gemara say don't use it? The Gemara is saying, we're not saying don't use it. We're asking, maybe you misunderstood. If we have something so simple, such a simple pasuk, and such a Reish Lakish learned so simply, maybe you don't need such a Masorah. Maybe you misunderstood. Oh, so anyway, that was the Gemara saying. So why say El Rabbi Yechanan, my time El Rabbi Krishna. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say like Reish Lakish from the pasuk? So Amar Lecha, he'll say to you, Hahu Asar Latruma. This pasuk of Kodesh Latiga is not referring to Kachim. It's referring to Truma. That's why I don't want to use it for Kachim. I need my Gzeirah Shavah. So Reish Lakish is saying, Rabbi Yechanan is saying, this pasuk is for truma. That's why.
And that's fine, because truma is on a different level.
Yeah, but I'm not going to use it for kachin. I'm going to use this pasuk for truma. So therefore, I need my gzeirah shavah to teach me kachin. Right?
Did we learn out on truma already, though? Did, what did Rashi say about truma?
The Rashi, we're going to talk about it. What's it called?
Rashi said we had a whole pasuk that we must be referring to truma. The pasuk
that's coming up.
Why are we going to talk about this? Why are we going to go back and forth? We have a volley. Right. It's going to be all taken care of. Hopefully.
Okay, yeah. But that's where he brings in that positive.
Yeah, I think we're going to bring it soon. Yeah, we're going to bring it soon. It's going to come in. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Amar l'chai, I'll say to you, Ha'u azar l'truma." So Reish Lakish says, "No, I need this pasuk." For Rabbi Yechlin says, "Sorry, Rabbi Yechlin says I use the pasuk for warning for truma. I can't use it for kachim." So Reish Lakish, so has Reish Lakish no truma? Reish Lakish is using it for kachim. Reish Lakish. Azhara l'truma minali. Where does he know the warning for truma? So when I said nafkale, he knows it from this pasuk, which we wrote down earlier. Ish. So that's Rabbi Yechlin. That's Reish Lakish. Ish. Mizera arad butaru azav. Which means ish. It says a man who becomes tamei. Right. And that pasuk says alav. Right. What does that pasuk continue? That pasuk continues says alav not to touch it, which we said means don't eat it. He's saying ezu udaver. What is a thing? Which is equal, which means equal in all the children of Aaron, meaning even woman. Right? What's the thing that's equal? I would say, Zutruma. Hava'aymer, right? So therefore, I would say that this is referring to Truma. But let's see Rashi.
What's the word for equal?
Shave. Let's see Rashi now. Because they were Shave like him, right? One step back, we said, Rabbi Yechanan. We said Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechlin because he didn't learn Gzeirah Shavah, right? But Rashi says Loilam that he did not learn. May Rabbi, he never learns from his Rebbe this Gzeirah Shavah, so it's not he didn't learn. He never had this Masara from his Rebbe past Aaron's Rebbe. So we said it says Sheshavah Bizarre Shal Aaron. It has something it has to be equal in the children of Aaron, but Anoshim men Uben Noshim and with woman. Avol Kachin, but Kachin in an Echalim El Elizcharim. It's not eaten only by men. Only males could eat Kachin.
Right.
There is chaz v'shaik. Sometimes you hear Rabbi Yosef here to answer your question. Chaz v'shaik, which seem that it's kachim that sometimes maybe they could eat. Women do eat sometimes. He says it's not true. Less of a chazares, right? It's not included. It's not going to be included in this pasuk. A chazares, like we said earlier, this woman who comes back, she does not eat chaz v'shaik. Could go for example, almana ugrusha. Almana, a widow or a divorcee, the zera inla. That's what the father said, that she does not have any seeds, she does not have any children. The amar mar chazaris lachuma, that she goes back for chuma. The ene chazaris lachaz v'shoik. But how much you about? This is what the Gemara Yivamis explains. So saying, if you're equal, it must be referring to chuma, because the only thing that we always have that women are always equal, even after they come back from being married to a Yisrael, is going to be. Truma, five shekels, stop over here, Baruch Hashem.